giving Herceptin with your chemotherapy versus Herceptin after your chemotherapy. So you get another step change. There's another improvement by moving the Herceptin forward and giving it with chemotherapy. Now, it's not clear whether it's because we've given it 3 months earlier that it's more effective, or that we actually have got some synergism between the chemotherapy and the Herceptin. But it doesn't really matter. That's what I do in my clinic, is I get the Herceptin in as soon as I can. So I give it alongside chemotherapy. I've been doing it. There was some preliminary data that this was correct, but it's now matured, and I don't think there's any real doubt that that's how we should be doing it. But then, you know, we did discuss in the audit, what should we do? Do we really need to give 12 months of chemotherapy? And the answer is, I think, probably not. So I'm very comfortable randomizing patients to 6 months versus 12 months of chemotherapy. I think we might have been a bit smarter in designing a question about how to integrate the Herceptin with chemotherapy within that trial, but it didn't quite happen that way. And it'll be co-analyzed with a French study with a very similar trial design. Now the